want some of this hand sanitizer, Don?
Is it antibacterial?
I think so.
Then no thanks. I'm pro-bacteria.
Is this like the time you wouldn't eat octopus after you learned that octopuses could juggle? You didn't learn that bacteria could juggle too, did you?
Not juggle, but did you know that bacteria have immune systems that they control by talking with each other?
I didn't.
Their immune systems work differently from ours. Bacteria take snippets of a virus's DNA and store the snippets to help them recognize and destroy the virus in the future. And the whole system is a huge balancing act. If the bacteria create too much immune activity, they can get a kind of autoimmune-like disease that destroys them. If they don't create enough activity, that could let a virus wipe out a whole bacterial community.
Is that why they need to talk? To coordinate with each other?
Yep. Scientists now know that bacteria communicate with each other by releasing chemicals in a process called quorum sensing. That's how they figure out their population density, that is, how many cells in their communities, which lets them gauge the right amount of immunity to create. If they figure out their community is a big one, they boost their immunity.
Because the advantages of stronger immunity outweigh the potential danger in a bigger community, right?
Exactly.
Pretty impressive. But it's not like they're talking about politics or art. I think you can still be pro-bacteria and use some of my hand sanitizer.
Maybe you're right. Sorry, bacteria. If you can hear me...
They can't, Don.
Oh, all right.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.